Indiana real estate headlines. New Indiana property records search tool streamlines due diligence. PropertyChecker.com has launched a centralized platform to search Indiana property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in IN can cut research time by accessing multiple property data points through a single interface rather than navigating fragmented county systems. /IndianaPropertyChecker.com/ to your due diligence workflow for faster pre-offer and closing research. Indiana real estate headlines. Indiana Public Records Online Directory, new resource for IN real estate pros. The Indiana Public Records Online Directory provides a centralized hub for accessing Indiana public records. Real estate professionals in IN can streamline due diligence, verify property ownership, and research liens or encumbrances without navigating multiple county websites. Bookmark it, publicrecords.natin.com/site/state/in, to speed up your next transaction's title and records research. Indiana real estate headlines. Quadwalls breaks down 2022 realtor commission rates for IN agents. The source explains realtor commission fees, how to find low commission realtor options, and highlights Quadwalls' low realtor fees in Indiana. Understanding commission structures helps Indiana real estate professionals stay competitive and transparent with clients in a shifting fee landscape. Review the full commission breakdown at /blog/realestateagent-commission rates in Northwest Indiana 2021/ to benchmark your own pricing strategy. Indiana real estate headlines. IN commission rates edge below national average. New survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents shows the average real estate commission in Indiana is 5.50%, below the national average of 5.70%. Indiana agents can use this data to benchmark their own fee structures competitively in the local market. Review the full survey data to see how your rates compare at https://listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Indiana/. Indiana real estate headlines. Indy.gov residential development permits. What IN real estate pros need to know. The city of Indianapolis provides an online portal for residential development permits through its official government website. Real estate professionals in IN must navigate Indianapolis permitting requirements to accurately advise clients on timelines, compliance, and project feasibility for residential development. Bookmark /www.indy.gov/activity/residential-development-permits to share with clients pursuing residentials or rehabs in Indianapolis. Indiana real estate updates. IN Real Estate Commission members may serve multiple terms under state law. Per IC 25165-2, Indiana Real Estate Commission members continue serving until a successor is appointed after their term ends, and members are eligible to serve multiple terms. Understanding commission continuity helps IN real estate professionals stay informed about the regulatory body overseeing their licensing and industry standards. Review commission membership details at the source link to know who shapes your profession's rules. Indiana real estate updates. Indiana commission rates. What agents need to know about 5-6% splits. A new breakdown explains how Indiana's 5-6% average real estate commissions work, how they are split, and whether they are negotiable. Understanding commission structures helps Indiana agents navigate client conversations and stay competitive in their local market. Review the full commission breakdown to ensure your pricing strategy aligns with Indiana norms. Indiana real estate updates. IN Property Pros, Indian County Appraiser Records Search now available. Indian County Property Appraiser tools help you find home values and view tax assessments through a new record search. IN real estate professionals can quickly verify property values and tax assessments to support accurate pricing and client consultations. Access the search tool at https://indiancountypropertyappraiser.org/ to streamline your property research workflow. Indiana real estate updates. IN County and Township Assessors Administrative Code now online. The Department of Local Government Finance has made all department administrative code available for viewing through its County and Township Assessors page. Real estate professionals in IN rely on Assessor Administrative Code for property valuation disputes, tax appeals, and transaction due diligence. Review the full administrative code at http://in.gov/dlgofficials/assessors to stay current on assessment regulations. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context. When a phase one environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a phase one ESAE is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESAE itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a phase two, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A phase one, performed before purchase, establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the phase one early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.